that rocks.
If you can name it, there's a guy who's fucked it.
Oh, yeah.
Blenders. Guys have fucked blenders.
Guy fucking a snake. Yeah,
guy
no, right.
Tables.
The snake pussy.
Chairs.
He's got a big anaconda.
There was a problem there. Fix it. Fix it.
Okay, I'm sorry I even said it. I'm sorry I said it.
What is good? Welcome to the live stream. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and donate. The preferred way of donating is hitting the Streamlabs link in the chat. What's good? What's up? Mad Dubs on Warzone. They got rid of Sticks and Stones. I'm heated, but I played the shit out of it, kind of knowing they're going to get rid of it. Mad Crown dubs on Fortnite because my cousin called out of work. Brian Callen is on Legion of Skanks. I DM'd Luis J. Gomez. And I said, hopefully you'll be asking Callen a question about the lawsuit. He said yes. And right now they started earlier than I thought they were. I thought they were going to start at 9, but Callen's on there now. Let's check it out for right now.
Yeah. I mean, everybody wants to be part of something in the community, so it's kind of like there's an intimacy. Yeah. The two things that are most rare are intimacy and adventure. Those are the two things that we don't get enough of. And that's why I like...
Now, Lewis, he has it in spades, dude. This guy's always on an adventure.
I'm getting lost in your eyes.
Intimate adventures? That's all I do.
Intimate adventures is Lewis's whole life.
You know, but in Jamaica, have you?
You're going to fight Ellis?
I'm going to. That is an intimate adventure.
If he
knocks me out, he's going to eat my butt. It's going to be an intimate adventure.
Let me ask you this. Maybe you can't say it. Are you going to go... Are you favoring wrestling, or are you gonna stand and bang?
I am planning on just throwing head kicks. The whole fight
in the air, nonstop in the fucking air.
Wait, Lewis. Before we get into anything, I want to get this out there in the world because I think it's a fantastic idea, and I said it on Bonfire Day, but I want to bring it here because we talked about it. I've been watching that show 60 Days In, brand new, and you should be on that show.
What's the show 60 Days In?
They take civilians and you basically go undercover in jail for 60 days.
Oh, I've heard about this.
But no one knows except two of the main.
All right, so while they babble about this, let me give you some quick backstory. Lewis said they're going to put Brian Callen on a lie detector test and ask him a bunch of shit. You're live via satellite? Yes, this is on their website. Their chat's not working, though. But yeah, I texted Lewis, or I DM'd him and said, ask him about the lawsuit. So that question will be asked. Wonder what they're going to say about it. Right now, Callen is babbling. We got to play, Comia did a nice Opie bashing. I got a bunch of shit to say about that as well.
My breakout, buddy. You know what I think about with jail? I swear to God, my biggest fear, the food, can't get good coffee or fresh produce
for
my skin.
It's the nonstop raping.
Well,
that's a problem.
I can't go gluten-free in jail. That's my new thing, by the way, is gluten-free.
Yeah, you can't do gluten-free.
You're gluten-free now.
I'm gluten-free.
For how long?
You're gluten-free?
For like 3 days. No, after I went to
Warden! I've been G-free for 3 days. Are you prepared to break that streak?
Dougie, after going to Italy and doing a little bit of research on why I didn't get fat after eating nothing but pasta and pizza for a week.
Gluten.
It's all the fucking dude. I have a massive gluten intolerance. Every time I eat gluten, it feels like there's a big fucking rock in my stomach. I got to shit my brains out.
So is there not gluten in the pasta and pizza over there?
There is, but it's the
it's
way
not it's, poisoned
it's
like
not
ours
poisoned
is.
The way
it's
ours
is. You know what I heard? This is why. This is the reason. Because when they make the pasta, when they make bread in Europe, they use active yeast cultures, so it's sourdough. So
they're just babbling right now. I'll pick it up when they really get into it. But the Zoom episodes really suck. I didn't think they were going to start until 9. I'm a little shocked they started this early and then didn't play an hour of fucking music on the lead up. But this lie detector thing sounds like it could be good. It should be. And, like I said, I DM Lewis, and Lewis said he's going to ask him about the lawsuit, so. But how was your Monday? Like I said, my cousin called out of fucking work, because he was like, fuck that. He only works 4 days a week. I guess he's going to do a 3-day week, but he only pays $600 a month rent, so he makes enough to do that. Single guy in a studio in Maine. Shut the fuck up. Tell me to clear my voice. That was another episode of this season I didn't like. The hot pepper episode of Cobra Kai. My butthole chin? I have a Tom Brady chin.
all of that makes
sense. She's Danny Harrington. If you realize who she's spreading her legs for, you would also join in on this.
There's got to be a wonderful picture of him or something of him in it.
Yeah, they haven't gotten into the main thing we want to cover yet. How much is a studio in your area? I have no idea. I found a big-ish YouTuber in my area who has a studio who I might contact just to use his studio. Because he's got a studio set up. And I would like to do a couple of things there in Providence. So see how that goes. And he's interviewed people I know and shit. It's a Black Hood thing now. So you just couldn't figure it out. The Baba Booey chin. Oh, they're playing Lewis fighting. Oh, enough of the Lewis. Yeah, like I said, when they question Callan and shit in the lie detector bit, we'll get into it. I'm glad they're starting early, though. I thought they were going to start until 9. Having me live at Skankfest? Why would that be cool? I think to use that studio, like anytime someone comes into Providence, I could imagine me interviewing like a Jim Norton or a Tim Dillon in that studio space that dude has. That's all I would use it for. And I'd split whatever came from it 50-50 with him. And like the dude, he has over 300,000 subscribers, but he gets like 10,000 views a video. So like, he's got a channel. It doesn't really make that much money for them, though, at least now. But they own other shit, too, I think. I think they own, like, a club in Providence and shit. They're mainly, like, a music channel. So I'd approach them on some separate shit that I want to do. I know nobody wants me to interview them. They're all fucking petrified of me. Although I'm a great interviewer. I interview people amazingly. I turn into a vegetable. Cervera, even you're Spanish. All the Brendan Schaub defenders are Spanish dudes. Why? It makes no sense. Oh, fucking, I can't even remember the channel name. Sutton Club name? I just found them today. And I can't even remember the name, really. Because they dropped a clip on Twitter of a huge fight at a restaurant in Providence, and I know one of the dudes in the fight. No, not that channel. No, I never hang out with Mike from Red Bar. No, it would have nothing to do with their style of fan base. I just want to use their studio. And I'd fit in with their style of fan base because, like I said, the nigga interviewed I know. If I really looked into it, I probably know the nigga. Because we're so small. And shit. Pre or post slurring? Let's see when it goes. It'd be after their late show, so. Who will replace Theo? Nobody. One of those faggots he pays daddy's money for in the background. What, Nick? Producer Nick? Those losers. I ain't black enough to use the studio. The dude who runs it's Kate Verdian, just like me. So, trust me, he's heard what you said too. Dummy. We don't allow rape in Rhode Island prison.
Fucking Dave Chappelle story. I love that.
James is going to do a special with no jokes, all serious in 25 years, telling the story of that.
A one-man show.
Yeah.
For sure. My daddy drove me to this.
It's called Eddie. That's a stepdad's name. James S. Gomez. Eddie.
Eddie was there to pick up the...
All right, get to the Brian Callen bit already. Because I'm about to play the Kumia thing. Because I think it's going to take them a minute to get into the Callen thing.
But he wasn't around a lot before that either.
But listen to me.
He was around, not me. He was around.
I have never met a fucking comic that doesn't have some misfittery in his past. You got to have some dysfunction.
Yeah.
You got to.
Yeah.
I think like
you have rapes.
Hearing that you have to like yourself, I fucking disagree. You got to have a deep sense of self-loathing because then there's a hole that you never fill.
Well, definitely to be a comic.
Yeah.
Like if you.
But most things, like most people that are.
If you're content, yuck.
Well, also like most, yeah. You got to compensate. You always got to be compensating. I mean, I wouldn't be this muscular if it wasn't for my fucking problem.
You gotta ask yourself, lady, do you want these abs or do you want a guy who's stable?
That's the question I ask every time, bro. You understand me.
Hell
you
yeah.
You fucking understand
me. I ask the same question, and I hope they ask the other way.
I wish my
I could act stable for a while.
I wish my pain manifested itself by doing ab work. That'd be awesome.
Oh my God, I know. It's like, yeah, when I'm frustrated, I just gotta go work out.
No, I just eat by myself.
Yeah. Yeah. Fucking Cool Ranch Doritos in a hotel room alone?
Is
that weird?
What's that?
Eating Cool Ranch Doritos at 2 a.m. in a hotel room by yourself?
No.
Is that weird?
No.
Have you ever done Cool Ranch Doritos with ranch dip? It's like ranch overload. It rules.
Yeah. No, but Cool Ranch Doritos with regular salsa.
With regular salsa?
FaceTiming.
Yeah, salsa. You're not doing ranch dip.
I'll describe it to you so you don't have to eat it.
Yes. I think that it's funny because misfunction is also kind of sexy. You know what I mean? Like, there's a fucking huge gulf between the people you want to have sex with sometimes and the people you want to have kids with, you know what I mean?
Sure.
At least until you mature, like me. But when you're younger, it's like she's got a bat tattooed to her face, track marks. Sign me the fuck up, you know?
Those are the girls.
I'll give you a drawer in my house. I'll give you a drawer. That's it. That's where I draw the line.
One drawer.
And then they're living with you.
It is a different thing, though. I remember, like, when I was younger, it was just about how hot she was. And part of how hot she was a little bit how crazy and damaged she was. It's like a hot thing. And now that, like, I've had...
Yeah, but... They're not going to come about that. They haven't gone to the lie detector bit and then asking him about the lawsuit question bit. I think they're trying to get him drunk because he's drinking. I think I see their thing. Hey, this is a normal show you're on. Keep drinking. We'll babble out whatever. And then we'll get into it. Hopefully that's their plan. He's so cringe in the environment. He was whispering, right? Thought my audio's fucked up. All right, but Kumia smashed Opie, and I kind of want to check this
out.
Yeah,
like a gator, right?
Like something, a gator thing with the hitch and the garbage.
Then we'll get back to the calendar.
And I'll fucking have like the desert eagle on me. Shit. A bear's going to jump. Oh, you fucking shit. I'm like a caveman. I have to kill animals to survive taking my garbage to the curb. And by the way, a lot safer than New York. Still safer than New York City. The bear won't try to rape you, as far as I know. Yeah. I did see that movie with Leo DiCaprio. Looked like the bear was raping him. Revenant.
That Revenant movie was terrible. And how that's the Oscar you got it for is beyond me. But...
Revenant? Yeah. Revenant. But it's a whole different way of life. I get it. But I'm geared for it. I'm set up for it.
Revenant movie is terrible.
But these guys do everything. They put in retaining walls and the fucking
studio,
pool house, entertainment center outside, the pool itself, the fucking
Fall River.
They do everything. They oversee it.
No, it's
and
not
shit.
Funny.
So I just have to win a few sessions of blackjack, and I'm set. One thing that scares the living shit out of me, financially, I'll be honest, these upcoming lawsuits from the likes of Stuttering John and Greg Opie Hughes, I am petrified that they're going to take everything I've worked my whole life for. You may have heard Stuttering John Melendez has put it out online without even trying to hide it that he would sue me if I even have enough money. He won a Sharon Stone lawsuit for $30,000 back in the 90s, and that ended his lawsuit victory streak. But he insists he can sue me for calling him an idiot and saying that he's a horrible father and saying that his children are mentally ill because of his horrible job as a dad. So I'm sitting on that. And then over the course of since Thursday, news broke that another person, Greg Opie Hughes, wants to sue me for saying he's mentally ill. I think that's proof you're mentally ill. If you want to sue someone for calling you mentally ill, I think you're mentally ill. I really think that fits the criteria. This guy, I swear to you, I fucking swear to you, I don't even want to talk about him. I don't want to every fucking day now.
Yes, you do.
Now, have to address this guy. And I can not do it. I could just not acknowledge this. But I know fans of the show like transparency. They like the fact that I do discuss these things that come up. And I just feel compelled to just kind of answer what I'm seeing going on with Opie. Do we have the clip? Here we go. Let's play the whole clip.
You know, I swear to you, this is, I'm not even joking. He continues with that, I will sue him.
Okay, pause
for
a minute.
I'm not even close to
that. That's what it says. Kumia says you're mentally ill. All right, that right there, I think I could hit the judge with that one. I said he's mentally ill. I don't know what he's talking about. Is it true? Now, here you go. There's this guy, Chris Dow. I don't know who he is. I don't know what he does. But how can Opie not see that? Kumia says you're mentally ill. Is it true? Is that true? How do you not know that's a troll? If he just said Kumia says you're mentally ill, how do you answer that? How do you? But saying is that true is a troll. He's fucking reeling you in, you dumb fish. I'll sue you. I'm not a fish. I have lungs and breathe oxygen. I'll sue you.
You're in a Kanye from South Park?
By the way, that's a green screen. He lives in a shack in Harlem. And he's using a... I will sue you. You can't say that. Let's continue.
Mentally ill. And I will sue him over that. And then let's see what's going to happen.
Pause one more time here. Well, not one more time, but...
I'm going to pause you. What happened to your eyes? You're slittier than... Opie doesn't even have Asian eyes. Opie has some... How can you look outside of those eyelids? He needs a rink surgery, but even, how do you see out of those tiny slits, my nigga?
The suing thing, I remember saying this as a child in elementary school. You'd say it or you'd hear it from someone else. You're an idiot. Dad's a faggot. You're this guy. You're fucking that guy. You're on my property. You're this. You're fucking. I'm going to sue you. Yelling you're going to sue someone. Threatening to sue someone. First of all, you don't threaten to sue someone. You sue someone. That's how it works in the real world. Anyone that's filed a legitimate lawsuit against someone files the lawsuit. They don't go, hey, one more time and I'm going to sue you. Don't do it. No one does that. Who is the fucking comic? He made a bit of it. It was a bit of it. Oh, he would do the We Are the World fucking impression at the end of the...
Kevin Meaney?
Kevin! Kevin Meaney. We are the world! 30 years later, he was still doing that bit. A banonymous Kevin Meaney. He was very good. He was a funny guy. But that was a bit of his because it's so funny to say you're going to sue someone. And he used to do a bit where his mother would bitch about anything Kevin did because we're going to get sued for it. You can't say that, Kevin. They'll sue us. They're going to take the goddamn house. That was always it. They're going to take the goddamn house. What are you doing up there with your jack sauce? Take the house. I'm going to sue you. Because Kevin grew up then and knew as children, the worst thing that someone could say is I'm going to sue you and take the house. And it left this impression of your family out in the cold without even clothes because someone sued you. It's juvenile and it's retarded. And of course, Stuttering John and Greg Opie Hughes are the two people right now that want to get litigious with me because they fall into the category of stupid and or retarded and childish. So I was kind of taken aback by the Gregster for threatening a lawsuit. But he did. You're a little more Greg Ope.
Literally, I worked with two insane people, and then they're the ones that are going to try to spin it that I'm mentally
pause. Do you see what he just did there? Literally insane. He just called me and Jimmy literally insane.
And I want to be going to need jobs around this house
for saying he's insane. I don't know if you could do that. I don't know what he means because he is making himself now open to litigation because you know how crazy I am with suing people. I don't think I've ever said I'm going to sue somebody. I've never sued anyone either, but I don't think I've ever said like, I'll sue you. Hopester.
Because I was brave enough to talk about a mentally ill mom, because a lot of people go through life with someone in their family, someone close to them that is mentally ill. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to relate to the people and tell them that I had a really hard time with a mentally ill mom.
Pause.
But I'm here.
Again, making it about himself, kind of a, you know, I had a mentally ill mom.
She ain't clapping shit.
First of all, she's still alive.
I'm the boss.
She's able to conduct her life, I guess. She's able to, you know, she's not in a facility or anything. I think Opie probably saw a lot more that it was mental illness than it really was. You know, she's probably fucked up a little bit. I met her a couple times. She seemed a little off, but nothing crazy. Nothing like, you know, 8 years of a mother going downhill with Alzheimer's. Who did that? Oh, I did, Opie. Like, yeah, your parents get old and shit happens. What are you going to do? But for this guy to think like, because I was brave enough, please, please understand this. Nothing I said about you being a mental patient, Greg, had anything to do with your mother being or not being a mental patient. Just didn't. I call you mentally ill because I experienced years of your mental illness. Years. As the co-host of the Opie and Anthony show, I saw shit that only somebody with a severe mental illness would do. And that was you. I honestly believe you are mentally ill. Can I expect a subpoena? as a process server? Are they lined up at the door between you and Stuttering John to sue me? Had nothing to do with your why would you even bring that up? I was brave enough because I was brave enough to talk about my mother. If your mother was mentally ill and you conducted yourself in a sane manner, that people that can work and play well in a society, in a group of people, I would never have said that you're mentally ill. You see? Has nothing to do with your mother. Why would you bring your mother up? Oh, because you're mentally ill. That's why you'd bring your mother up. Instead of taking some responsibility for how you conducted yourself in a working environment with other people. Why doesn't anyone that worked with you talk to you? Because his mother had mental issues. Is that it? Is that why Jimmy won't talk to you? Sam? Travis?
Troy?
Any of the comics that were on the show? Is that why they won't talk to you? I loved the guy. He was...
Whatever happened to Sherrod Small?
Fun and funny. So reasonable and sensible. But his mother was nuts.
Sponsor an AA.
I'll have nothing to do with
him. An NA. I'll help you if you want. No.
You really want to
take
this to court?
Are you a hot chick? Will suck my dick?
You stepped on a homeless man's gate. Who does that? You threw poker chips at a poor person that was bringing them in as a gift. Who would do that? A mental patient. Unless, of course, you realize it's for the show. Fucking guy.
But I'm here to say, and I'm going to say it again.
I'll say it again. How do you see out of these eyes? It's like a face zone shot and little slits cut with razor blades. How are you seeing out of these?
That it was something that worried me and the rest of my siblings. So we've all been checked out for all sorts of stuff. And I'm clean as can be.
Pause. What? There.
You're clean as
first of all, there's no test for mental illness. There's no test.
Opie John.
It's not like COVID. Let me swab your nose. I want to see if you're batshit crazy. There's no test for nuts. Do you see what happens when, first of all, okay, let's say someone commits a horrific crime and the lawyer goes, my client is nuts. What's the first thing they do? All right, we'll have them assessed by a team of psychologists and psychiatrists, mental health experts, and then the defense goes, yes, and we will too. We're going to have our own people check him out and see if he's nuts. Then the state comes on and goes, your honor, here is the testimony of our mental health professionals, and their conclusion is that this man is completely sane and he could stand trial for the crimes he committed. And the defense comes up and goes, your honor, we have a paper here from our psychologist and psychiatrist that say he's batshit crazy. Just give him the test. Just test him like Opie was tested in his family. That seems to be a definitive test for lunacy. How do you say something like that? How do you get in front of 12 people and say that you've been checked out for any kind of mental illness, your whole family, and you're fine? Because your mom, it's not like fucking some disease. Oh, my mom got it. Let me check it out. Like maybe some markers for things like Alzheimer's. Sure. Go in, check. Cancer. There have been women that have gotten double mastectomies with nothing showing yet. Because their mothers and aunts and everyone went through breast cancer. So they knew they had genetic markers for it. Because there isn't a test that says you will definitely get it. There's a percentage thing, but that's something very physical. They can see markers in your DNA. To say you've been checked out, what does that even mean? You know who says that? A mental patient says that.
Maybe. I think it lasts much longer. Right?
There's no mental illness in this head, and I'm sorry to say. I got some touches of some weird things, and that's about it.
Yeah.
It's a very serious thing in my family, and we've, you know, we've all had, have gone through some things to make sure, you know, we're okay. And it turns out, guess what? We're okay. Sorry to say. Oh, he's just the worst. Thank God I don't have to see his stupid fucking gravel face anymore. Oh. Thank God.
Oh, he said.
One of the greatest days of my life, knowing I didn't have to.
You do get a gravel face.
Walk in that studio anymore with a miserable person who Pause. Just wants to.
What? You can look at any show.
You do that. A good line, gravel face.
Miserable person. Everyone, that I swear to you, I could parade people in here that worked with the Opie and Anthony show, and sit them down, and in seconds ask them a very quick question. Who was the miserable person walking into that studio on a daily basis? And I swear to you, without any type of coercion, every single person would say Greg Opie Hughes was the miserable person that walked into that studio. Now, look, I'm not fucking saying that on an occasion, everyone had their shitty days. Bad mood, you're going through some shit, whatever it is. But that was part of, that's part of life. The thought of walking in there miserable because you're just a miserable person. There was one guy that would do that. The very sane, checked out, Greg Opie Hughes, every fucking day, was miserable. A miserable person. And he could pin that on me or Jimmy or anyone else. Again, that's something a mental patient does, when the fact of the matter is you're miserable and you're making a miserable work environment for everybody that goes in there wanting to have a good time. Why weren't we miserable when he wasn't there? There are some shows known as Nopey shows, organic Nopey shows, where he actually wasn't there, not the ones they edit.
Thank God he did that, by the way. I hate the Nopey shows. I get the bit of shitting on Opie doing Nopey shows. I don't like them. It's dumb. Opie did serve a purpose. Don't do Nopey shows.
Edit out someone. I get someone. It. You're like, why him, are there edited versions of the Opie and Anthony show where Opie isn't in the show? They've cut out every word he said because they only wanted the miserable people on the is that it? Holy shit, the Nopey shows are so funny because you and Jimmy...
They're not that funny.
Jimmy, you're so miserable, and he was a hoot.
The Nopey shows aren't that funny. I just don't like the Nopey shows.
Is that it? The guy is absolutely delusional.
I'm not in favor of it.
He absolutely has this false memory of everything that went on.
No, the edits,
which I believe is a type of mental illness.
Well, you'll never understand. Yeah, we can rank on the 100 times Obi fucked up a bit. We'll never give him the credit for the 10,000 times he created a bit and saved it from moving on to something else.
I'm no
everything doctor. Every podcast needs right now, a dude to say, stop talking about this and talk about something else.
So I can't really say.
It's a thing you can never get credit for.
Holy mother of God, dude.
Nobody knows that's happening.
You're going to sue me for saying you're nuts? Is there any more of the Gregster left before we tell people about Prepare?
He just wants to start crap with everybody around him. How many current fights? How many current problems does the guy have? Thank God.
Thank God I don't have a real job. Thank God I don't have that income coming in that we had with the O&A show. I couldn't be happier that I have to park my truck on the street and get the mirrors knocked off of it in the middle of the night because I've had to cut corners and can't afford the parking garage at my fucking building on the Upper West Side anymore. Thank God. Thank God for that. Thank God when that bill comes in for my kid's private school and whatever my wife shops for. And the taxes on my Hamptons house and Upper West Side apartment. Thank God I have zero income coming in. I have zero money coming in. Unless you want to count a dollar from fucking Sandy from fucking Saskatchewan. Holy shit. The guy is mental. I'll leave it right there. In closing, I will say, Opie is mentally ill. There you go. Expecting your subpoena. Yeah.
And Opie is mentally ill. Yes, he is. I agree with Kumia. All right, so Callan on Lena Skanks. Have they gotten to the bit yet?
On Ari's a cock.
I like, you know what, it's I love, you know what I always remember about Ari, that the reason I've always loved Ari is because we did a Rogan, right? We both opened for him a long, long time ago, and he had CDs. I'm a terrible businessman, I'm even worse at self-promotion, right? And you were telling me the same thing. And Ari was trying to sell his CDs, and it sounds like a little thing, or his DVDs, and people didn't have money, or some people didn't have enough, and he just started going, ah, fuck it. There you go. And he just gave them all away to everybody who couldn't afford it because he could give a fuck.
Yeah, he's a sweetheart.
That's who he is.
He's a really sweet dude who's also really evil.
Yeah.
And but it brings him so much like childish joy to pull these pranks that when you see him, if you ever see Ari after he's pulled off a successful prank, it's at one time, who was it? Was it Bobby's birthday or someone where we were just on the podcast? Yeah. It was yours.
Oh,
and
Alex's birthday.
He goes, by the way, it's Alex's birthday, and they're about to bring a cake in.
Oh, no.
And, like, right before that. And
dick.
Then
we're
look
2 minutes
over,
away from bringing a cake out for
a
birthday.
The joy in his face for, like, ruining for it.
It's funny. People ask me.
Skanks, Jay just had a – he just – he literally opened up a Diet Coke, took a sip, closed it, and then Ori grabbed it and goes – on the table with the Diet Coke to make it flat.
Which it just did.
For no reason, just to make it flat.
But
I mean,
friends,
you need
that's
help.
Crazy.
But that was the best thing. Like, when I started a comedy, it was the things that every comic would do. You'd have a slice of pizza, and you know, it was from you. And Jay'd be like, oh, let me get a bite. And then you'd give him the pizza to have a bite, and then he'd fling it across the street.
And then again, like, the faggot.
I only had $2.
I don't know why that's so funny to me, though.
It's so funny.
You always rebuy the piece of pizza, but you got to give him that moment.
Dude,
singing it.
I tried to do that to Ian Finance recently, and the way comedy has changed, dude, it was fucking crazy. He had a piece of pizza. He was so happy. He's like, dude, they're giving away free pizza at this pizzeria on the corner. And I was like, oh, yeah? And I just smacked it out of his hands.
That's a bear paw. That's a bear. Yeah. That's how a bear eats pizza.
So then I smacked it out of his hands, and it landed on his shoe. And he was like, dude, what the fuck? And there was these two girls there, and they're like, why would you do that? Nobody laughed, and it just looked like I was the biggest bully in the world.
Yep.
Life has changed so much since, like, whatever, 2005.
We all had that friend who would hit you in the balls. You know that guy who'd be like, dude, you see my squirrel bite? You're like, what? Boom! I hit that, you know. I can't.
No, they're referencing right now the O&A show.
That was all my money. And then he threw $2 in the ground, and I had to pick it up. And the M&Ms were only $1. And you know what? I went back and bought M&Ms again.
Lie detector test.
Oh, God, that's good honesty.
Let's go.
But I mean, what happened to comedy? People don't do that anymore. The meanness, like
it'll
that mean spirit.
It'll come back.
No, it won't.
I don't know.
You don't think so?
No.
I think, let me tell you why I think it'll come back. You can. Right.
Your partner is suing me. What are you talking about? It'll come back to meanness.
It'll just find its way. There's
your partner is suing me
for people to see
for being too mean.
Because it makes them laugh and nobody's getting fucking hurt. Because what happens is, as long as everybody understands that we're all kidding around, that's how we deal with the insanity of
life. It died with Patrice, dude. I'm telling you, it died. It's not
the truth.
Because no one else
died with.
Because no, because no one else is willing to like you. Be the voice of it.
You're kind of similar well, to Alan. Like,
except Dave Chappelle, who's a horrible voice for it.
No, he's going Ryan Shaw's
be able to say whatever we want. I'm the best.
And Ryan Callen's like, okay. A partner.
I think all of
Ryan Callen's kind
of
similar.
I think that's your job. I think at the end of the day, you're you know.
Yeah, I don't think
if you don't
needs,
if you shot.
Dude, I've heard.
I
mean,
think it needs a Patrice. Or it's not like a top down.
Yeah,
thing.
It's a, it, well, I think it's a cultural thing where people have the sensibilities. Are being sort of worn down and worn away. So, people, like, we have a bunch of savages in our audience, but I think this is sort of a dying breed of, like, comedy fan. What they're consuming on television and they're consuming in podcasts.
Dude,
and
you're
radio,
talking to
it's just
as
sort
far
of like,
as suing
it's
a
like
YouTuber
a subliminal woke
fun
message
of.
That's like, I find myself
we're getting at this point.
But there's
when
resistance
I thought
to it,
it was over.
It's possible. I think it's fucking in, it's no, in the algorithms, it's in the, it's
no,
in the media.
When I thought it was over, was there was a girl, some show in LA where these guys do characters to host the show and they're shocked. Jocks.
Right.
That's the case. I don't know the show, but I just know this girl did the show, and they brought her up, and they kept saying something about her tits, her big tits, or whatever. And when she came off stage, like she went immediately, didn't say a word to them.
Yeah.
Who were guys who were doing a character that might have been like, oh, I'm sorry. She just went on Twitter and was like, these guys, I don't know how I feel about this. Like these guys, they did these shocks, and they brought me on stage, and she kind of gave like a bad rundown of the story too, just to say like they're doing.
Well, our tits were wearing her head.
Yeah. But they were like, oh, our tits.
Babbling now. I mean, right, nobody cares.
The third message, it was somebody going like, well, at least give us their names so we can like ruin them and like you know like blast.
That's
their
the problem.
Social media
the,
and fuck up their
yeah,
career. And it's
yeah,
like fuck up their career for.
Yes.
I mean that's insane.
But that
and I was like, that's over, dude. Because here's the thing. Someone told me I forget what it. I wish I had more exact details on this, but someone said they were talking to someone who was like,
"Yeah,
one of the fucking caused problems for so and so this week," and they started some like Twitter thing that was like so and so, and it was something that was easily squashed. But he was like, "Look how much I'll make it. This guy for a day.
I've lived it.
He'll have to find for a day that he's not a pedophile."
Yeah, I fucking lived that, and
right,
I have friends that lived it. And what you do is the only thing you can do. You can't fight that.
It's fuck a child.
You cannot fucking fight that.
The only thing
I'm already paying the price.
Like, how about that, dude? Huh?
No, wait, Lewis.
I'm gonna
Lewis,
take it.
You're over the line. but there's always look. There's a the more crazy it gets, the more oppressive that it gets, where you can't speak your mind and you can't even fucking joke. Let me tell you what happens. A whole marketplace like this opens up that wants to hear.
But will it be bigger than the black market, though? That's what I'm saying. Will it be bigger than the black market, though? Like you don't need more than that.
No,
a subculture is enough.
The black market has Nike.
I was talking to Colin, he accused of rape. And he said to me, I accused of child beating. Well, I didn't. I don't know why I didn't. Yeah, I know that, though.
We're always outlaws. So right now, people that speak their mind are the outlaws. Yes, it's dangerous. Yeah, you can get cancer. So I say it fucking anything or a tweet that's 10 years old. It doesn't matter. But at the end of the day, you know, you see that? And that, I told him to play the bear if I get too serious.
No, it's just right
now. Now I'd like to sing a song.
We're taking back the Zog machine. Jew by Jew by Jew. The white man marches on.
I don't endorse that. I don't know what that means.
No, of course not. That's just the bear.
Resist.
By the way.
I'm a plant.
By the way.
Biden, 2024.
Marissa
Rivas. Biden.
Marissa Rivas and her husband, who bought us this bear, everyone, just had a baby, everyone. Congratulations,
yay.
Marissa.
Is that who bought us the bear?
Yeah. Isn't that always the funniest thing in the world?
Oh,
the
wonderful
best.
Couple.
The
and
sweetest
probably
person.
Probably fairly liberal, yeah. I would guess.
I'd say very liberal.
I think Brian's more right than you guys
Thank
are.
You.
I don't think that.
No,
I think that trends that are unsustainable,
Roger
even when they're like peaking, it's almost like you're in the housing market in 2005 and going, shit's going up like this, it's going to go up like
exactly.
this forever.
You
and
can't
like,
sustain
nah, dude,
it.
There's got to be
you
a crash
sustain,
coming.
Every time I say
my
daughter's almost 20, and every time I say she's like unaffected by this, and her friends. But everyone's always says it because she's my daughter. Like, it's probably not the trend. And she does say, though, that, like, there are several people that she used to hang out with that would have never, like,
right.
she would never brought to a show.
Can I just say, like, let's move on. We're having a little dick competition. We're talking about cancel culture.
We're in the middle of a little dick competition.
Talking heavy shit
I'm with
here.
You, though. We're in the middle of a little dick
competition. Lewis doesn't give a fuck.
We haven't seen the second talent yet.
We
need
a cancel culture suck.
The whole time.
Let's look at some little dicks. What are we doing?
Yeah, Lewis.
Am I wrong or am I right? Come on, dude.
You're the dear.
But real quick,
I'm more than happy.
This is why China's winning, you fucks. This is why China's winning.
I'm more than happy to move back on to the little dick competition. But can I just point out for the record that 10 out of 10 times,
Lewis starts these conversations.
But then I regret it.
And then goes, what are we doing here, guys? We're going to have, you started it.
I thought I was going to have an intellectual conversation.
Not on the Legion of Skanks.
This is Legion of Skanks,
before this
right?
guy shows his dick talent, let it be known that the Legion of Skanks will fight for the First Amendment.
There it is.
And our right to say whatever we want to say with minimal to zero repercussions.
You know what?
And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger.
You know what?
No matter how irresponsible it may seem, no matter how little thought we put into these words.
I will yell the N-word from the rooftops of New York City.
No, Big J, your voice is too shrill to lead a revolution. I'm not inspired.
Yeah.
I need more baritone.
Girls, pull out your snatches and let's ride.
Don't say snatches. I thought we agreed.
Cunts.
Smashed eggs.
Pull out your cunts and let's ride.
Big J, lead the way with your gunt.
What an amazing intro to Jerry's talent.
I'm getting the surgery now, dude. Brian.
The saddest thing out of this is Big J. You're saying that you're like roommates with Patrice and shit. He's a big, unfunny faggot. Oh my god, what are you watching? Yeah, hold on. A second, what are you watching video? I think I have to. Hold on. What's the thing on? They're all the show porn or something. I'll bring it back on, don't worry. I think I. Big J the saddest. He was with Patrice and them. They thought he was just somebody. But he leveraged on a fat dude with a fat chick. We're gonna fuck some chicks on the road. And that's their existence. That's an odd existence thing. I get they get to go on the road and get new pussy. But at that age, the traveling, the killing, the honor. It was me personally. Just imagine, I was in the Navy. Oh, I traveled around the world. Traveling around the pussy. The traveling part of getting new pussy. Anyway, like I love new pussy. I get new pussy. This new pussy is my own standard of traveling to get it. That shit is annoying.
Damn, dude, he almost fucking cracked your
Sorry,
ass,
guys,
bro.
I had a fucking, you know me.
Damn, you guys really showed out right there. That was badass. No, I'm saying I was pointing out that he was. You said he was playing on easy. I goes, when he goes back to the thing. He's playing on expert.
Huh? Yeah. What the fuck is this?
I couldn't.
What is auto blow?
Come on. Exactly. I mean,
guess what? This is.
Is that a rhetorical question? Because I mean, it's right there in the name.
Dude, it's
it blows you automatically.
I can't wait. My fiance with my new baby. I'm gonna be like, these are the people I hang out with.
Could I swear?
I don't need you.
You put it on the table and it'll suck your dick.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I would never use this.
Never?
I mean, you know, just I have a.
Look at that mouth right there, dude.
Hit this shit on
show. That looks like Big J's gunt, but smaller.
Slightly smaller.
Sorry, buddy. I shouldn't. I'm making you insecure. All right.
No, I don't have a gun.
Should I put that down here as my gift?
I'm aware. Lewis, no, that's not worth that.
Well, what are these little.
Oh, it's underneath your stomach.
Oh, it's there.
Where's the lie detector test?
There it is. By my bird.
There it is.
Yeah, you feel my gun? You want to feel it?
No.
You look like you're a thick kid. You look like a ball player.
Yeah, no, I'm thick.
Yeah. Lewis is getting in shape.
But how much
in
weight?
Shape, though.
Is it going to be hard for you to get down to 195?
No.
I'll get down to 205 pounds.
Really?
I'll be that, yeah, a month before the fight, and then I'll
water weight or fat?
Both.
Yeah?
Well, no, it'll be fat.
When Lewis goes for it, he goes for it.
Oh, I'm going to go for it.
Lewis, when Lewis gets in shape, he gets in shape. And when he gets out of shape, he gets out of shape.
Not even really that much. It's just the transition.
The bit you said you were doing.
It's called depression.
Maybe. No, I think it's because I have a gluten allergy, and when I just eat tons of fucking bread, have a gluten allergy.
I hate
allergy.
The energy.
Can you stop?
Lewis,
maybe I have celiac disease.
I
don't know.
I love bro science, but have you been checked for celiac?
Lewis, no. The reason I don't believe it is because it's obvious you learned the word gluten 3 days ago.
You learned celiac disease 15 minutes ago.
That's all gluten.
You have celiac disease.
Maybe. That's why I'm going gluten-free. I'm getting ready to peel down.
Calorie.
Are you going to do that?
You know, gluten-free? I do a lot of gluten-free shit anyway. Yeah. If it's an option, I always get it.
He does none of this. I've never seen Jay watch what he eats for a second. Why are you lying to Brian?
I swear to God, I was like, I don't believe you.
Zero time away from the show together. I don't eat.
Wow.
The truth comes out.
Wow, you're fucking attacking our friendship now? You fucking...
Zero time, Jay?
I was about to call
How about... Really, Jay, you're going to say we spend zero time together away from the show? How about the pre-show texts? And the...
That is true.
Right after, dude. Before I leave?
I should check in with your gluten shit.
Where are you coming at me today for, dude?
That's the opposite of what's happening.
Is Callan's here?
It's my influence. It's my star power.
It's fucking Callan's here?
It's my D-level
show. I was trying to fucking...
Guys, you watch the Goldbergs.
Paying it forward. He's giving me the gunt biz, so I got to come at you hard.
This guy does big parts.
Stop trashing his fucking gunt. He's all mad at me now.
I'm sorry.
Now I'm turning on Lewis.
I'm a huge fan of Big J's. I told him to put a special on fucking...
There's Callan right there.
It's going to happen, bro.
What are you doing?
It's going to happen.
Like your special, by the way.
You're bungling it.
Fuck yeah, man tears. If you guys like laughing really hard for 50 minutes, otherwise don't watch.
Do you want to do...
Who's watched it? Who's watched it? Not bad, right? What do you
we're
think?
I'm counting shit on them.
All right, good, dope. I got dope. Fucking lazy. Dope. I got a lazy dope.
Yeah. That's good, though. That's who watches specials. You guys sit back and they go, nice.
Yeah, that's true. By the way, I'm the same way. I had to edit it. I was like, I'm so sick of myself. And 50 minutes is too long in this TikTok world. It should have been about 15 seconds.
27 minutes, the perfect amount of time for
right?
a special, I think they say.
I'm gonna
How much?
It up.
27 minutes.
I'll break it
really?
Up.
Really? I'm going to do about
Yeah, wait till I break
something.
It up, everybody. Wait till it's fragmented, you fucks.
All right, last one. Debo, number three. Yeah, Debo, show his unhard dick first, please.
You stay on point, bro.
Yeah, dude, I got to keep it going. I like the fucking...
I like it.
Or else Lewis will break off into a conversation about cancel culture and then yell at all of us for having the conversation.
Hey, what do you guys think about the future of cancel culture? I'd be like, I think it's unsustainable. All right, enough!
Moving on! Yawn! Boring!
Guys, it's a fucking comedy show.
By the way,
we were just making the same points we always make every time.
Then don't
I know,
start
but
it.
You started it. Yeah, but we can't just go around making the same points we always make.
And right. I want to thank your lighting guy for fucking.
Wow. Well, these pussies. Look at that pussy. Really? I'm counting. Nothing. I want any question. Or anything. Anything I want to show up once. Ugh. You call it old fags. I call it old. We have tickets for a week. We go out. Nitty Grandy here and the new occasions. The dudes get to do gigs and fuck. The chicks at the gigs. So they're happy. Nitty Grandy here and they fuck. I know they do, so they're thrilled. The gas channel is trash. But they do that.
Like, wait, and he's in the most hardcore maximum security prison ever. And that's the whole premise.
All that's great,
except.
Oh my God. What if Lewis has to take his face off and put it on another face of a prisoner, and then they forget that he's the guy in the prison?
I watched the first half
and he doesn't get out and doesn't give you your face back.
I watched the first half of the movie. I loved it. I never. Went back to watch the second half, and I bet it was dope.
I saw
it
the whole
so
thing.
Good. Was it great?
I saw the whole thing.
Great movie?
You know what? I thought it was outstanding. I think anything that motherfucker does is outstanding. I got to hang out with him a couple times.
Oh, really?
I've never been. I went to I used to go to his house.
Oh,
and watched
really?
The
no,
oh, yeah, yeah, you take pictures.
How about this? I go to Stallone's house. I'm standing in a fucking circle with Schwarzenegger, Pacino, and fucking Schwarzenegger.
And now you're here with us?
Yeah, now I'm here. The same feeling. And Bill Burr walks by me. I'm just sitting there, like, trying to get in on the conversation. He's like, I'm old enough. He's my fucking hero.
Sure.
And Bill Burr just walks by and he goes, you've been here for an hour already. Get over it. Just walk. And I was like, I'm not over it. I'm not over it.
Fuck Bill Burr, you seasoned bitch. Somebody's like, get over it now.
Sugar Ray Leonard showed up.
Get over it.
Michael Strahan.
I'd be so uncomfortable around all of those.
You feel like a failure. You just feel like a fucking failure.
I like to hang out with like Harrington and Bobby Hutch.
Buddy, can I tell you something? You're not wrong. That's what I say. That's why Shane's doing fucking great with what's going on with Shane, because Shane gets invited to Nick Diaz's house to hang, and he's like, hell yeah, where if I get invited to the same thing, I'd be like, I'd lie, but I gotta do radio in the morning, so I got
I got invited to the after party. Jake Shields put me on the list for the after party.
I love Jake. That's my
Shane,
boy.
By the way, said he was gonna put me on the list for the after party, and then when he got there, he was like, hey dude, my phone's about to die, so if you're not here in like the next 5 minutes, I was like, dude, I got Jake Shields to let me in the fucking after party, you piece of shit.
Shane got Jake Shields to take you off the list for the after party.
Bro,
but I opted to not go because after parties and being around other dudes is gay.
Yeah, well, you know what? Nate Diaz came to my show in San Diego, comes backstage, and gave me a personal boxing lesson. I was fucking producing estrogen the whole fucking time. It was so exciting. I was like, I think I have it on video somewhere. I think I put it on Instagram, but that was kind of cool.
No, the point of that is...
You know
that
you put it on Instagram. By the way...
Good story. That went nowhere.
By the way, you know you put it on Instagram... I like you guys because I think it's on Instagram.
Jay.
I don't know.
Jay.
Maybe
don't know.
You guys could check it out.
I have someone else do it.
I gotta. Mother-in-law. I have to do a little talk to Dez's mother-in-law. That has to be done. Well, tonight. But no, I'm not learning that. I'm gonna have to do a talk to Dez's mom. That fucking loser. I hear her talk and clean her out is that dumb retarded cunt. Which I will have to do that talk to. She will accept it. Because the others didn't accept it. Now I'm gonna give her this talk. And she's like, no, I'm doing it. No, that is mom. I'm going to suck. And the other 8 other faggots I got out of her here, 5 of them in your family. I had to give you the talk. I didn't think I had to give you the talk. I was just smart enough to not get the talk. She ruined the night. She was smart enough. And I will physically do it too. Meaning, you need to talk. And physically throw you out of my fucking life. Yeah, that dummy realized that too.
It's a lot because he's so heavy.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't help.
Oh, my nigga guy.
I mean, it's in there.
It's in there.
Bad lighting with all these guys.
It's the
bad
screen.
Lighting.
It's the fucking screen we're looking at.
Is it amazing that the only body part you can't see, though, is his dick?
Oh, I got a little shot of it. There it is.
That needs my lighting.
That's like a Bigfoot picture, though.
Yeah, I was going to say it looks like the man in the grassy knoll when they show you like that.
Yeah. He goes, I guess there's a person
there.
What's
a lie detector test?
The grassy knoll
guy.
Grassy
knoll guy. Go ahead. Let's see his hard
dick. Dave Bungle.
This is great.
Ryan Cowell.
Oh, this one was sickening. It was kind of wet. Well. I hated it, dude. It made me want to puke. I hate his dick so much, dude.
It's so shiny.
Oh, it's so shiny.
Why does he shave his dick hair also? Don't do that.
Oh, no. I'm so fucking depressed.
This is brutal, dude.
Grow your above dick hair.
That is a wild tiny little
hair. I don't think the above dick hair is going to make a
not
difference.
Not
going to
help, dude.
I know, but why? It's not like he's like super fucking tan. It's a whole bad idea.
Yeah, no, he's not tan. You know what? He's a disaster physically. That's correct.
Yeah.
You think hair would help
him? Like Jay's like, well,
I think a little
tan.
Over the dick hair would help.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, I do.
I trim mine down with
make it.
I trim mine down, and my balls are bald, dude, but this is not a good look.
Yeah. All right, so let's see his talent. He. By the way, his dick is, it makes me the most upset out of all of them.
It looks so sticky.
It looks sticky?
Yeah, it looks like the material of those things just stick to the wall.
Yeah, it's a wacky... That guy's got a wacky wall walker dick.
Yeah. Whatever that feel would be, that's what his dick would feel
like. I do. Like fake pussy.
Yeah, dude. Not good.
His dick feels like fake ass.
Go ahead. Let's see his talent. I thought he was wearing blackface on his stomach.
Oh, my God. He's got a pussy.
Oh, look at his little... What is he doing?
What is he's got to pull it out like that. What is he doing? What is he doing? No! No! No!
If there ever comes a position, switch on, so on. They would be the biggest house ever. Where are lie detector? Bring it out. Well, if you're looking at a liar, it's a lie detector. I have questions. But I didn't do any of that really. I get. By the way, do you think it's about Carl a pussy? they're shocked by it. They're shocked by it. I'm gonna leave you. You know, New City fucking pull you down with it. The ugliest chick ever is Big J Okerson's wife. The kid. The wife kind of let her have it. Because she's hideous, but. Well, why? You have Ron Callan on. And ask a Ron Callan question. How do you have on Ron Callan? Ask him a question. Zero questions. I DM'd you out of all the internet when you heard that. I said, oh, that's these bum ass niggas. They shouldn't have made it, but I didn't really make it. Their Skin Crest faggot event. At least the three of them getting new pussy, like two new chicks. They don't get pussy as me and Jacob. I don't think these were those really. What is happening? And Ron Callan, ask him a question. None of them asked. Zero. What the fuck is going on?
No, dude! No! Is he shocking his dick? No! Please don't put it in!
Why do we go to our head?
No! God damn it, dude.
You know,
that was big, dude. That was big. That fucking thing.
I mean, on that tiny dick, that was a really big thing to go in.
That was Debo. I mean, Debo, guys, I mean, can we have some celebration music for him, I guess?
I mean,
here he is.
How do you top that on a show? Lewis, how do we possibly top that on a show?
Oh, yeah, Debo. Pull up Debo's video. Let's watch him again.
No, God.
No, Lewis.
Debo got the golden tickets. Yeah!
That's not how the song goes.
Sounding!
Big ol' Bonus's penis.
Oh my god, oh, he keeps pushing. Dude, he's pushing it deep.
Sounding!
He's pushing it further.
Q-tipping out his penis.
Oh, we didn't even watch it this morning.
He's got a big old pole in his dick. Let's celebrate.
Looks like he's crocheting his dick.
He's fucking his dick hole. Now come on. Let's celebrate. There's a party going on right here.
That is wild, dude.
A big old wiener.
I can't even look
with a hole in it. He's gonna put it in. It's inside his body. By my math, that thing is way deep in his balls.
Oh, he's pushing it further, dude. He's pushing it further. We didn't even get there, dude.
That's coming out his butt with one more inch in. Celebration.
What a sick fuck, dude.
Let's all celebrate and fuck our dickholes. Come on, Dave. It's time to work together.
Coming out is even
better. It's up to you. What's your pleasure? Fat guy's wiener gave birth to a pipe.
I can't.
Yahoo. That guy's going to be in the front row of my special twice.
Yes, Vivian Oakerson does a special.
That's wild.
Vivian Oakerson isn't funny.
Congratulations, Debo. You and one lucky lady, or male, whatever, get to come to Skankfest. Golden tickets. Skip the lines. He's the guy,
there
dude.
There it is.
Alex, did that make you grab your pussy almost? Like, you could almost feel that, couldn't you?
No, he doesn't have enough color in his thighs.
It did.
Yeah, I gagged.
Could you feel a sympathy pain of something going in your piss hole? Yeah, yeah.
By the way, I will say honorable mention to Brad and Jerry, who were great throughout the competition. But, I mean, look, the better Tiny Dick won.
One of you decorate your dick in Skittles in the dark.
Now, have you guys had a big dick competition? That's a lot more interesting.
I know. That's the next one.
You would think that if you were a homo.
Whoever has the biggest dick has to be last in line at Skankfest.
Bro, I'm just talking over here. I thought this was Skankfest. I thought it was free.
The biggest dick contest is for the person who gets to get into the show last. You're fine.
Yeah, fuck you, dude. You got a big dick ready. You don't get anything for that. That's crazy.
At Skankfest before all the shows, they go, guys, next show starting. Please line up in dick order.
Yeah.
How funny would it be at Skankfest to have a big dick contest and we make the winner leave Skankfest?
There you go.
It's funny to always say, you had to leave Skankfest because your dick was too big.
We
jumped
them out.
Yeah.
I love it.
You get excluded. You get exiled.
Yeah. I mean, life is a biggest dick competition, and you get great prizes for having a big dick until it's too big, right?
Dude, when Dave decided, he goes, hey, you know what? I think I want to settle down and have a family. In 2 years, he's a family of five.
Dave,
that's what happens
when you
have a big dick, dude.
Not five.
Four kids?
Four.
No.
He has two kids.
A family of four.
Oh, three kids.
I have two kids.
Wow. I said that.
Nobody was also
paying attention.
No one's good at math. I was like, you had five kids?
I changed it. I was making more of the joke, but you had a family so fast from being, because he was like a big dick. He goes, I'm going to do it this way now. And life fell into his lap.
Yep.
I didn't make the decision. I didn't just go, I'm going to have a family. I met the chick first and then was like,
full head of hair.
And he was like, I'll keep her. She's not going anywhere. She's nonstop attached to this dick.
Well, she can barely walk.
That's what it is.
He fucked.
You have kids too. All of you have kids. Mm-hmm. My
dick isn't big enough to paralyze her.
I came in the first girl that said I could. And then we had a kid.
Hell yeah, dude. I didn't think that I could get somebody pregnant that shallow in a pussy.
Lewis, I'm pregnant. Lewis went, impossible.
I came so shallow into your pussy, though.
I barely went in.
Only the first shot got in there.
Sometimes I do an impression of myself. Yeah, Beatrice.
That was my favorite. That was my favorite Lewis. Favorite Lewis logic was there's no no semen get you pregnant on the first squirt.
That's not what I said.
What was it? Am I saying way wrong?
I said in pre-cum. There's no real semen in pre-cum, which is also probably
true.
Yeah,
it's false.
Is
also.
That true?
Yeah.
That's
I know. I was kidding. Yeah,
he's got a lot of bro science.
I made a joke on the show that you to this day have taken literally.
Yeah.
And I said the first one you shoot, there's no semen in. Nothing. And then he was like, "What?" And I was like, "No, kidding." But you never really got that.
I don't remember the kidding part.
I know.
What's
going on with you two today? It started with this gunt thing. And
I said his fucking outfit
looks
fantastic.
He did. You know what? And then I started trashing his gunt and his hair.
Yeah.
I don't handle compliments well, dude.
Every now and then
I start complimenting and I freak out.
Like once every 10 episodes, you two get into a thing that turns crazy real.
Brendan,
you're like, yeah, Chad, I made a joke 15 years ago. My life has been a living hell ever since.
Well, it sounds like nothing that a leg wrestle couldn't handle.
Dude, I let you win that leg wrestle. I swear to God,
you didn't let me win goddamn shit.
I swear on James's life.
There was
I let
no
you
winning or losing. You farted.
Yeah, I know.
Dude, you keep saying a win and lose. There was no win lose.
He's getting upset because I said I let him win.
I know what he wants.
What are you two doing? We're all friends.
Why did you just say it that way?
What are you doing, Dave?
This asshole, am I right?
Yeah, dude. Fuck you, big dick faggot.
You see how you brought
big
them together?
Dave? I did.
That's
I
how
him
he
back.
Brings them
oh,
together.
Oh, mister, I want a family. Snap, overnight, my big dick makes it happen.
And that was the end of Dave.
Well, Jay, no, Jay's, here's the thing, Jay is hammered. He's had 6 shots of tequila. He can't
it's
even
not true.
He can't even sit at a table with us as his friend without getting...
Apparently, that Rogan relationship is real. They said a lie detector. Never did it. I DM'd Lewis asking about a lawsuit. Never did it. This was a shit show and shit. Parents, what's happening here?
If it's passed, it's going to be printed like... there's only 3...
Nothing was even asked.
What? Hey, shut the fuck up, Tom. You're not part of this conversation.
Who said sass?
I'll tell you what. I think Tom could kick your
idea.
Ass. I think Tom kick your ass
it's,
because
by the way, it's a great
he
idea.
Takes fucking a pole in his dick, dude. He says he's into that.
First of all, I'll beat the shit out of Proud Boy Tom with ease. Okay?
You think so? With that fucking pipe in his dick.
Tom, will you... I swear to God, I'll dress up as Antifa. You dress up as a Proud Boy at Skankfest, and we'll do a... A boxing match, exactly. You're afraid of me. Yes, you are.
Damn, dude. Philly dog, don't test him.
So, yeah, here's the thing. Tom, I didn't appreciate you yelling out, but I do like the idea of a sash. No, the sash was great. It's a good idea.
It is a good idea.
That's the point.
Dude, you scolded him, and then you brought him back
idea.
Into the
Can
fold.
I do something? Maybe.
Dude, this is called gaslighting in real time.
Very impressed.
If you don't know how to gaslight your
Dude,
employees, you don't know how to do anything.
How about the idea of a sash, maybe a sash?
Bad, everybody.
I'm counting.
Wait, let's get to the elephant.
A scepter and a crown.
Guys, you're probably wondering why this guy's wearing a sash and a crown in the front row. I'll tell you.
Probably a cape, right? Don't you need a cape?
Yeah. I say we decorate this guy like a fucking Christmas tree.
I think he'd let you.
It shouldn't just be you win front row at all the shows.
No,
you should have to be a jerk off at the same time.
No, he's got
to
dress like a Wookiee.
Yeah. A full fucking...
Yeah, he's got to do the impression the
whole
time.
In the hot Las Vegas sun.
Or just something that doesn't move like a fucking tree. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I just want him to be dressed like something wacky in the front row. It would be awesome of every show.
All right.
I love it.
All right, you win, dude. I hope it was worth it.
It must be.
It's gotta be.
Ask him any
questions. Let's do plugs. While we're doing our plugs, why don't we strap our friend Brian Callen to the lie detector machine?
All right.
Because they have to ask you like control questions.
Oh, no, lie detector.
They have to ask you control questions. Now this is an FBI grade lie detector. This is
good.
Real.
It really, it'll say inconclusive if you're not sure.
If you're not,
really?
Yeah, dude,
it's weird.
We've all done it before. Ari did it. The Are You Garbage guys did it. Mike Cannon did it. It's becoming somewhat of a tradition to come on the show and do the lie detector test. So we're very, very excited about this. Let's do our plug-a-rooskies. Get them out of the way.
Do I have time to pee-pee out of my huge?
He's gonna fucking run out of here.
Yes. Well, plug. do your plugs first.
I got lost. I don't know what happened.
Do all your plugs
first. I just tested positive for COVID. I'd love to do it, but.
Do all your plugs first, and then go pee, and then...
Man Tears. Watch that on YouTube, guys.
Yeah.
Thank you.
There
you go. And then I got my YouTube show, Best Of, where Tim Kennedy takes me through Special Forces training. That's the latest episode. And I will be at the San Jose Improv this weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Then I got Spokane, Washington, Spokane Comedy Club. Have you done that place? The next weekend.
Great.
And then I got Tacoma.
All those
Washington.
Clubs that guy owns are
great.
Awesome.
Then Tacoma Comedy Club right after that, and that's all of September, so... Get your tickets, BrianCallen.com.
Sick.
Go pee, buddy. Go ahead. Go pee, and then they'll put you in. Go ahead, Lewis. Do your thing.
Got a lot of stuff coming up, guys. Me and Aaron Burr continue with the Offend Everyone Tour. We've been going everywhere. Thank you for everyone that's been coming out so far. It's been
Aaron
incredible.
Burr.
We'll be in Tampa this month, 23rd through the 25th. Plano, Texas
nothing.
At the end of the month. Philly at the end of October. Lots of other dates coming up as well.
Magoobie said they want to have you guys.
Oh,
talk to them. They said they want to have you. Yeah,
I'd love it. I'll hit them up.
I gave them all the info.
Remind me of that. So we're going to be going out everywhere. We're ending this tour at the end of January. So keep on checking lewisofskanks.com for tickets. Thank you very much. Also, if you love this show, subscribe to GasDigitalNetwork.com. That's the best way you can support this show is by subscribing. You get the on-demand library for the entire network. All of these, we have like 700 episodes of Legion of Skanks that are not available anywhere in the world except for on GasDigitalNetwork.com. All ad-free, uncensored, all in one place. And
one thing is fucked up,
but
they're wrapping
all
up.
The shows, pre-release and all
they're
the shows.
They're asking
the
no questions.
As well, which is
an incredible experience if you're racist.
If you're not, it's pretty dark.
Yeah, it's brutal. If you're not racist, you're not going to be comfortable.
You will be appalled.
Davey, go ahead.
All right, September 25th, one night only, I'll be at the Creek in the Cave out in Austin, Texas. Two shows that night. The shows are almost sold out, so go grab tickets now. They're going to sell out, I think, in the next few days. ComicDaveSmith.com has the ticket links up there. I'm doing a bunch of podcasts. I'd say that this is my month of doing big podcasts. Just did Tim Cast the other day. I'm doing...
you're right near me.
And Maryland. Lackluster.
Why did you say something?
Someone in the audience.
Lackluster.
Maybe we
would have
hung out. Guys. That was a chance.
Sorry.
Yeah. Can't hang out with your retarded friend. Yeah. I will be on Andy Frisella's Real AF podcast in a few days. So I'm going to travel to do that. And then a bunch of other stuff this month. So you guys will all see. It'll be coming out soon. ComicDaveSmith.com. Part of the Problem. Yo MMA Rap. All here at the Gas Digital Network.
Love it.
Yeah, boy.
Big J Comedy. Real fan.
BigJComedy.com for all my dates, tickets for all my shows. This weekend, everybody, I'll be with Justin Silver and Dylan from Gas Digital at the Palm Beach Improv.
I'm there. He's there.
West Palm Beach. I'm excited about that.
Oh, yeah. You'll be with Justin Silver. That's exactly how Justin Silver told me it was going to happen.
Oh, yeah. Justin Silver with Big J.
We had him on Bonfire Day to answer for it. It was hilarious.
Did you really?
Yeah. It's funny. Listen to the Bonfire, everybody. 5 days a week, Faction Talk, Sirius XM 103 with me and Dan Soder. This weekend, again, Palm Beach. Man. After that, everybody, I'm going to be in with Ari one night only in Las Vegas at Wise Guys. Man. Are you going to be there, Lewis?
I am not, unfortunately.
Lewis is not going to be there, but it's going to be fun. I think Kim Congdon is going to come hang. Yeah, that'll be fucking awesome. Then I'm in Columbus the Friday and Saturday of that week, Columbus, Ohio. Check that out. After that, Comedy on State, Madison, Wisconsin, only my second time there. Come check that out. And then Orlando, Funny Bone, after Skankfest. And, of course, at Skankfest, I'll be filming my special. Very fucking exciting. Kansas City coming up. Miami, Florida. I'm all over the fucking place for the rest of the year, ending up in San Diego for New Year's Eve. So fucking check all that shit out at BigJComedy.com. And the SDR show right here on the Gas Digital Network. Okay. Yeah. Brian's getting his test questions.
Yeah, his test questions. They have to ask him a few questions, control questions, to, you know,
let's do one of these stories.
Yeah, sure.
What did Anthony Edwards say from the Timberwolves? And when did he say it? The season's not started yet.
Anthony Edwards apologizes for homophobic language. Jay, they do talk off-season.
Oh, shit. Oh, it's like a tweet or something. I thought because they catch him now with all the cameras they have. They catch guys all the time after the thing being like, what's up, faggot? Or you know what I mean? Or like the N-word and shit. They catch them all. And now they're getting in trouble for it, which I think is pretty shitty.
What do you mean?
Because it's always happened. But now the cameras, like when people at home can see them mouthing, like the players mouthing like, fuck you, motherfucker. Like they're getting in trouble for it.
Right.
Like fined. That sucks.
I mean, you know, I think it's...
There's only one person. Saturday in Cumia. And it's Lucia Gomez and Big J Okerson and Dave Smith. They're the ultimate sad faggots. The last people paying for a network. They're the saddest niggas on earth. At least Comey made millions before they never made millions. I saw Lucia Gomez ask me, we're friends. And he was like, I'm going to take this garage and move my thing. I'm like, you know you're renting out, you don't own it. But they don't know the difference. Legion of Skanks is the dumbest, most non-funniest, most bizarre shit you ever watch. I don't even get the Skanks Fest thing. Well, I get it as a stand-up gig, but Collins is gone, is done. You know, my detective test, the ass in a Norwood day. They're happy. They're content, they're not hungry. Oh. they're not hungry. I get it. We just can't get out hungry. We're gonna fight for everything, get everything. Then Callan, the lie detector thing that happened. Moving on, then Callan, the dummy, and fucking dummy chick, and they're on a road where they don't make that much money. The failure of them is, by the way, all the chicks associated with Luchy Gomez and Big Ogre, all the chicks with them, they don't have to hit the road to make them money from the network and their thing. What do you do on the road to fuck other chicks? And the thing. But they fuck ugly chicks too, and they're married to ugly chicks, and they're not trying to. I get it. Like, I picture being Luis J. Gomez, and it's sad. Because I'm friends with Luis J. Gomez in real life. And he rented a house, and they tried changing the garage because. The nigga rented a house. They know you don't know the change. You don't know you're renting. It's sad. Well, a woman in her life has to be the same. If you're a chick and you fuck Dave Smith or Luis J. Gomez or the Oakerson, you must be the saddest chick on earth. These niggas are not making money doing stand-up. It's going to road to fuck on the ridges. And that's really sad. But my God, that was the Brian Callen thing. Whoa. I'm even shocked they bungled it that much. I get their faggots and like, it's a grown thing. Really just get. Wow. You sold. And Brian Callen on. Not a quotable. They ain't even controversial doing their own thing. No quotable or anything. But they're so lazy, like, took the Brian Callen and we'll do a stand up, and some overweight white chick will fuck me in the audience, so I get to do what I think. That's all they care about, apparently. And they stand up gigs, there's some white chick in the audience, so fuck them. They have no importance in doing a proper interview in any way, shape, or form. Did they ask Brian Callen a question? I missed it if they did. On Twitter, they didn't lie to tell you. They didn't do that. They didn't do anything. Yeah, Brian Callen and nothing. Because they're entertaining or funny. And their goal is not to be entertaining or funny. But to do stand-up gigs. Because they get pussy at the stand-up gigs. They're not going to leave us things. Their goal is to become big on the internet. And they get pussy in their life on the gigs. And check out these niggas. They're Ron Callen. Good. It's an amazing video. They didn't do it because... They're too hard of the pussy and you get I'm in Phoenix, or this fucking state, or what they're doing. Ugh. It's disgusting to me. You're that interested in local pussy? My fucking God. Ryan Kelly skinks. Without a sound drop, they're hurt on it. Holy shit. A sentence is nothing. You ain't a pussy, but I'm talking about business-wise. Business-wise, what the fuck was that? And why did they suck and they stink? Business-wise, what the fuck was that? I'm Ryan Callum. And there's no clip from it. There's no clip we can play from it. Ryan Callum, no, they stink. No clip. They care. They're quite doing stand up and ask them whatever. Their dick suck or whatever. Ugh, I'm annoyed. They got their goal accomplished. They got their goal accomplished. They got their goal accomplished. And the dick sucks when you shower on coming in a dick. I guess their goal comment, I can remember my goal. That's not my goal. Whoa. Whoa. We put it live. We watched it live. Nothing happened. After nothing, somehow nothing. And my food is here. I'm trying to talk to you. I'm doing, actually, I can go eat my food right now. I'm trying to check on this for you. This is how sad that one. Never mind counting. Why'd you tweet out you didn't lie detector thing? You know what I mean? You didn't do it. It's over. It's done. They're not live anymore. The rich use suckers off. I'm a sucker, don't I? Luis J. Gomez, you know? Oh, like, we're still games. We're on the road. We're on the road selling no ticket in. That's not the... Oh. Hey, that's not the you, niggas.
Watch that, because you guys, he's a good person. There are other people to hate. There are so many other people to hate. Get the fuck out of here.
No, first of all,
we do not. By the way, I very much like Brendan Schaub.
Thank you.
I've met him a couple times briefly, but he sent me a fucking like really nice message after the last time I was on.
Come on,
was like, hey dude, really loved your appearance, and I was like, thank you, I very much appreciate that.
He doesn't think Lewis is funny though.
He said that in the message, yeah. Which was so weird.
He's like, why doesn't your friend Lewis get funny?
He goes, loved you on Rogan, Lewis isn't funny. And I went, thank you. Was that last part necessary? And he just replied back, yes.
Yes.
It was.
And as we have
a resounding yes.
Sense.
He's unimpressed with you.
Yeah, I only met Brendan one time at the Comedy Store, and he was a very, very nice guy.
Yes.
I think we've made jokes on the shows.
What was funny is that like you see people like online for whatever reason part of it's because he kind of like look he got like he fast tracked in
that's,
comedy
but you
because
put that on
he
me.
Was no
that's
no
not
no
Rogan.
That's,
People put that on a road.
Yes.
This is the guy. Went from being a fighter. He didn't fight for long. He was a football player. And then he gets in a cage where they would lock it and fight other monsters.
Yep.
And then his dream was always to be a fucking comic. And I'm the guy. I'm the guy that made him do that. I'm the guy.
You
that
stupid
him.
Asshole.
Get him!
Wait. People say like Rogan fast tracks him. Get the fuck out of here.
I get it. I would tell a hot chick that she'd be a great comic if she's flirting with me. You think I'd be funny? I'm like, so funny.
I say this to you too. Don't bet against that motherfucker. Bet against him.
But my point is that I think that almost like breeds like people kind of hating you.
Yes.
You know what I mean? When you get fast
yes.
or something.
Always.
But I do see
he's
a lot.
He's also beautiful. He's also bigger and stronger.
I love these like the people online. Like you see like the fucking like random internet fans who are like, yeah, Brendan Schaub fucking sucks. And you're like, dude, he's a fucking heavyweight fighter, millionaire, successful person. Like. Yeah. Relax a little bit. Like, just chill out.
Well, here's the thing. Comics put it. Here's the thing. This is what happened with him, okay? Most people put in a decade in. They put out a special. He did it like 2-3 years in. Nobody's going to have a good fucking comedy special 2-3 years in. It's a fact. Nobody here, if we would have put out a special 2-3 years in, would have put out something good. He shouldn't have done that. You guys as his friends failed him.
Annie Letterman never sucked my dick in a truck.
Look, that's a whole bullshit thing too. Look, the guy, at the end of the day, this is a guy who does everything he can. He's trying to make himself better every fucking day. I love people like that, but I also love him. So if the world's against him, I'm right knee to knee with that motherfucker. That's my brother.
By the way, that's a lot of respect.
That's my brother. And I love him.
And we, honestly, everyone here, like I said, I met him. He was a really, really nice guy. I feel bad because I think, like, the thing is because we've made jokes and, you know, I created Crack and Miko, who made an entire song trashing him. I think the perception.
It's a lot of Lewis, a little bit of us.
I legitimately
understand. Yeah, once Crack and Miko was created, there was no reigning a man.
I have no problem at all with Brendan. At all. Literally at all. I've met the guy one time. I think it's just kind of funny to make the joke you're not supposed to make, and that was the elephant in the room, especially with, like, Rogan. Like, the whole joke is that you can't make fun of Brendan Schaub because then you're out of the Rogan sphere, I'm currently out of the Rogan sphere.
Me and Lewis are way out.
You guys are?
Oh, my God. Dude, we're in that. Remember where they put the Phantom Zone, where they put General Zod in Superman 2? If Earth is Rogan, we're floating in a mirror in space.
Really?
Hey, you remember when I told you...